Chapter 4. The Graveyard at Night. That night, Tom heard Huck in the garden, and he went out through his bedroom window. After half an hour, the boys were in the tall grass of the graveyard with the dead cat. They spoke very little and very quietly. Tom looked at the graves and heard the wind in the trees. He thought about the ghosts. "Huck, do the dead people like us?" he asked.
"I don't know."
"Shh!" Tom held Huck's arm.
"What is it, Tom?"
"Shh! There it is again. Did you hear it?" "There! Now you hear it," said Tom.
"Help, Tom! Three ghosts!" said Huck. "They're coming!"
"They're not ghosts. They're people. Or one of them is. It's old Muff Potter," said Tom. "Let's hide behind these trees."
The boys watched the three men.
"I know that second man," said Tom. "That's Injun Joe."
"They're bad men, Tom," said Huck. "Ghosts are better than them."
The three men were now near to the boys.
"Here,"
said the third man, young Dr. Robinson. He pointed at a grave. The men started to dig. After half an hour, Muff Potter and Dr. Robinson took the body out of the grave.
"Why do they want a dead body?"
Huck asked Tom quietly.
"Doctors cut them open because they want to learn more about bodies," said Tom.
The doctor wanted a second body, but Muff Potter was not happy, and a fight started. Muff Potter and the doctor fought. Muff Potter's knife was on the ground, and Injun Joe took it in his hand. The doctor hit Muff Potter on the head, and he fell to the ground. Injun Joe stabbed the doctor with the knife, and his dead body fell on top of Muff Potter. The two frightened boys ran away.
"You're dead now, doctor," said Injun Joe. "Good. I never liked you."
Next, Injun Joe put the knife in Muff Potter's hand. Muff Potter soon woke up. He saw the knife in his hand and the doctor's dead body. He did not understand.
"What happened, Joe?"
Muff Potter asked.
"It's bad," answered Joe. "Why did you do it?"
"I didn't do it."
Muff Potter's face turned white.
"I can't remember. Joe, is it true? Did I do it? I never wanted to do it."
"You two fought. He hit you on the head, then you stabbed him. He hit you again, and then you fell to the ground together."
"Oh, I don't remember any of that. Please don't tell anyone, Joe. I always liked you, Joe. I helped you. Do you remember?"
I won't tell anyone, said Injun Joe. You're always good to me, Muff Potter. I won't tell anyone.
Muff Potter was happier. He ran away, but he left his knife in the graveyard. Tom and Huck ran back to the village.
What will happen now? Who will tell? Will we tell anyone?
Asked Tom.
No, we can't tell, said Huck. Injun Joe will kill us.
Yes, you're right, Huck.
Muff Potter can tell, said Huck.
Tom thought for a minute, and then he said,
But Huck, Muff Potter can't tell. He didn't see because the doctor hit him on the head. How can he tell?
Tom looked at Huck.
Can we keep quiet about it?
He asked.
Tom, we have to keep quiet about it. Look, let's make an oath.
Yes, said Tom. Let's hold hands and...
Oh, no. This is too important for that. We need to write something.
Tom wrote, Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer will not tell. Then the boys cut their fingers because they needed blood. With the blood, they wrote the first letters of their names. Tom helped Huck because he could not write H and F. Then they dug into the ground near a tree and hid the oath there.
Tom, said Huck, does this stop us telling always?
Of course. We can't say anything about it, or we will die.